I had a question about this man named Jesus when he came to earth, born of a common birth. I had a question about this man named Jesus who walked and did the things that were just so good to bring together the brotherhood. I had a question about this man named Jesus and who put all these names on these churches that I've never found. As he walked from Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and all around, I had this question about this man named Jesus who healed the blind and made the cripple walk just by touching him with some mud and maybe a simple preaching or talk. Where he never lifted his hand to raise up a shelter that was for himself. He never talked about becoming a man of wealth. I have this question about this man named Jesus and how he looked to die and suffer for everyone. And the things he gave were there because that is how it was supposed to be in this land of poverty. I had a question about this man named Jesus. And it also gave me a question about you. Those who wear the robes and the ties and the gowns and sit beside a pew. Had this question about Jesus, and it made life so clear that Satan is not the one that brings the most fear. It's the wolves in sheep clothing that lives and fly on planes, private ones at that. Why they leave their people in the pulpits and they nurse and make themselves fat on the wealth of those tithes and offerings from those that sit out in the audience and hear them preach. And yet they won't take a walk down the street so they can see how they're living and reach out to the poverty that surrounds their massive buildings with their names that adorn his sign. I had a question about this man named Jesus and wondered how this would be in his mind. Are these the ones that represent what he stood for? These wolves in sheep clothing that I keep loathing and wondering why they allow their parishioners to die in poverty and sin while giving tithes to their end. I have this question about this man named Jesus, a Jewish person born king of the Jews, who laid across lyrics that were the best for me and you. I had this question about this man named Jesus, but you know what? Not anymore.